right. What do you guys got today?
Curious how you think Aqib in his time here this week has sort of adjusted and absorbed what you're throwing at him.
Well, I think it's coming along. I think we'll find out today, you know, and kind of it all comes together, review day. You know, we kind of segment things along the way, and then Friday is more of a pull it all together. So we'll see how it goes today.
You know, he's coming in early, he's staying late. How much are you at all able to work with him one-on-one, or is that just sort of too hard for someone with your scope of responsibilities to go down and
I'll spend a little bit of time with him. I mean, obviously Josh and Matt, Scott O'Brien, they spent more time with him.
Is it correct to say that he's spent more of his time on the right side than the left side, or is he kind of go...
On the defensive left.
Oh, okay. Is there a certain characteristic that you look for as a left cornerback as opposed to a right cornerback? I mean, I know you like to keep guys on certain sides. Is there anything?
No. I mean, you know, some guys flip easily. Some guys don't. I don't think there's any set form. Some guys are they don't care what side they play on. Sometimes in college they play field and boundary, so they get used to that. Sometimes they don't. Some footwork's obviously different from one side to the other. Same thing with the receivers. You know, some guys flip, some guys don't. Some guys it bothers, some guys it they don't have any problem with it. So, I don't think we can set our boundaries on that to a degree. We have to take it how it comes and see, you know, how adaptable they are or aren't.
So as much as you watch how he picks up the system, how closely do you, and the assistants, of course, watch how closely the guys in place already adapt to him?
Yeah, well, it's all tied together. All right, everybody's got to know what everybody's doing out there. They got to be able to make our adjustments. So it's all part of it.
Satisfied with his level of conditioning thus far?
I mean, for what we're doing.
Does it ever amaze you that it's been 7 years since that whole transition with Adam leaving and Steven coming in? Do you ever allow yourself to sort of think of it from that time perspective, or you're so into the day-to-day grind of things that you don't really think of it in that perspective?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know it's been a while, but it's been, you know, I've been fortunate to have, you know, two good kickers here, two real good kickers. So, but yeah, it's. You know, it was a big kick Adam made in the overtime against, who was it, right at the end of the 53-yarder. Which game was that in? They've been in so many close games. But was it Tennessee? Yeah. That was a big kick. Seen him make a lot of those.
Steven, now in his seventh year, has maybe had a little bit of struggles early this year, but seems to have really rebounded nicely. Have you seen any, you know, step forward for him as he sort of keeps going forward in his career?
Yeah, I think Steve works hard, and he's been real consistent for us since the first year he got here. He's really pretty much the same guy every day. You know, he doesn't get two up, two down. You know, he's made a lot of big kicks for us, kicked well. Not perfect, but He hasn't been too high on the highs or too low on the lows, and he's been very consistent with his work ethic, his discipline, his ability to adapt to different snappers, holders, you know, over the course of his career. And that's something that you can't control as a kicker, but you have to work with. And he's done a good job of that, and hasn't let it affect him. What he can control, which is his preparation and performance.
You mentioned Adam's big kick, still making the big kicks. I'm assuming it's not a surprise to you that he's still going strong at this stage in his career?
Well, yeah, again, you know, when Adam was here, he, and I'm sure it's the same, he trained hard, worked hard, kept himself in good condition, had good overall strength, and certainly mental toughness and concentration and all those things, and technique. He can kick the ball straight. I haven't seen any of that change too much. Might have lost a little bit of range, but still, you know, he's making 50-yard kicks. So I'm sure they're confident when they send him out there, and, you know, can understand that.
Bill, a lot of attention is paid to Reggie Wayne and Andrew Luck, and we understand why. But when you see guys like T.Y. Hilton and Donnie Avery and the speed they bring, how dangerous do you think they are?
Very. Very dangerous. Brazil, too, all of them. Allen runs well. Fleener. they have a lot of productive skill players. The running backs are fast. Brown's fast. We got a lot of guys that can run, but the speed of receiver there. They're capable of making big plays. They get on top of people consistently. They definitely see that they're definitely a vertical threat.
Playing for a cause, Bill, the Colts seem to be doing that with Chuck Pagano. You guys had a cause last year playing in Mrs. Kraft's memory. How much does that help a team and give it an extra push?
I don't know. It's a tough question. It's one of those intangible things. I don't know how you put a value on it. It's a tough one.
Bill, I know it's nice to have the extra time during the bye week for a lot of reasons, but anyways, is it nice to get back to a routine of a seven-day schedule?
Sure. Yeah, it is. It is. I think you just know where you are. It's good to have the extra day, but it's also good to be in a routine, and I think we're back to that this week. I think guys, you know, feel that. I do. I think the players do. You know, talk to several of them about it, and you know, we're over halfway through the season, so you know, being in routines, it's good. And we know there's going to be plenty of weeks when we're not too, and that's all part of it. But yeah, I think it's good to just be on a normal cycle.
Asking you a little bit about the kickers. You probably know, tipped off my story idea there.
Oh, you're writing about that? Yeah, okay. I won't mention it to anybody so you can get, jump on it.
I'm curious your opinion. You know, there's one of them in the Hall of Fame, one kicker in the Hall of Fame. Just their role in the game in terms of, like, a Hall of Fame kicker. Like, what's your opinion of the position in terms of its importance to be of Hall of Fame caliber in this game?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good question. I mean, I don't know what Hall of Fame means. There are guys with great long careers. There are other guys with very short careers in the Hall of Fame. There are guys from championship teams. There are guys that never or hardly ever played on winning teams. So, you know, there are guys with personal stats. There are guys with, I'd say, less personal stats, but maybe more championships or more longevity. So, you know, I don't know what the criteria is for the Hall of Fame. I'm not in any position, to be honest with you. So that's something you'd have to ask the Hall of Fame committee or voters or something like that, because I don't really know. I don't know what the criteria is. I don't know if it's ever been defined. I don't know if it's a popularity contest or it's a political thing, or, you know, I don't know what it is. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that as great as this game is, that there's, what, no punters and one kicker in the Hall of Fame. So, I mean, and we can argue that they only play X number of plays, and, you know, everybody else plays a different number of plays, but, you know, there's still significant players at their position. But, again, what the criteria is for them, I mean, I don't know. You know, I think you'd have to ask somebody else. I have no idea. I look at the Hall of Fame, and they're all, I'm not saying they're not deserving. Just saying what, you know, what one guy does, what another guy does, what their careers were relative to all the different things we talked about. Like, I don't see any consistency or say, okay, well, you know, they met these X, you know, these three criteria. Now there's, they need to meet three of the next six criteria, you know, whatever it is. I mean, I don't know, but there's, I don't see that. So you have to talk to somebody who knows a lot more about that than I do. I don't understand it.
Someone will ask you, you know, do you think Adam's a Hall of Fame kicker at some point, you know, when his career is over?
I mean, he's certainly one of the, you know, the greatest kickers I've ever seen since I've been in the league. I mean, the longevity, the production, the performance in championships and big games. You know, what more could he do? You know, what more could he do? Go out there and play wide receiver and catch a bunch of passes. I mean, I don't know. Is that what he needs to do? I don't know. Like, what more could he do? I don't know what more Dave Jennings could have done in his position, or Ray Guy, or guys like that. I mean, what else would they have had to do? You know, get a bunch of interceptions, or, you know. I mean, we don't judge quarterbacks on their rushing yardage, or we don't judge them on how many tackles they made. And I don't even know if we judge them on how many games they win. You know, we judge them on a lot of their quarterback rating and stats and running backs on rushing yardage. You know, I don't know. Like, what's a guy have to do if he excels at his position? Is that good enough? I don't know. Like I said, you'd have to ask somebody that knows a lot more about it than I do, because I don't understand what the criteria is. Okay.